A city principal and four teachers, all connected to Cayuga Elementary School in Philadelphia's Hunting Park neighborhood, surrendered to authorities today. They're accused of helping students cheat on standardized tests over a five-year period. Let's get the latest on today's indictment with WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. Kevin, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you, Dave.
What are the specific charges?
Well, according to the grand jury report, Principal Evelyn Cortez pushed teachers to help students cheat on tests in a multitude of ways, including previewing test questions, directly indicating correct answers, and using an eraser to fix students' wrong choices. The report includes the testimony of a teacher who, when she refused to aid in the cheating, was transferred from third grade to second grade, where state testing doesn't occur. I spoke with Attorney General Kathleen Kane this afternoon. She characterized Cortez as an unethical ringleader willing to manipulate children.
She involved a number of teachers as well as students, which we find to be most egregious. They were directing students to record their answers on scrap paper rather than test booklets so the teachers could check their work and then change incorrect answers to correct answers, and dragging these poor kids into it, and as well as robbing them of their education, is really reprehensible.
And Kevin, the disparity in the before and after test results are rather dramatic.
That's right, Dave. So in 2012, there were new test security measures installed. So if you compare 2011 with 2012, you can see a pretty stark difference. Let's take a look at this. Third grade math, 2011, 63% are either advanced or proficient. By 2012, that drops down to 30%. Let's look at fourth grade math. 2011, 77% advanced or proficient. 2012, 38.6%. And it lines up like that for all the subjects across the grades.
And of course, we're referring to the Pennsylvania System of School Assessment Tests, though
the PSSA.
These problems are not unique to Philadelphia. Atlanta was in the news as well as other major districts. Can you speak to the systemic reasons and pressures that lead to this kind of abuse?
Yeah, Dave, this has been a widespread issue. Kane said her investigation into Philadelphia schools is ongoing, but without being specific, she said teacher and administrator cheating has plagued districts across the state. And specifically speaking about Cayuga, Kane says the motivation for the cheating was simple.
They were perpetuating a culture where they were told to increase those test scores and do whatever they had to do. And the reason for that is because they got accolades from that, or they avoided demotions.
What does Teachers Union President Jerry Jordan say about the culture?
Well, he sent a note today saying that the real culprit here is the quote-unquote test and punish culture that dominates public education and puts many teachers in the position of fearing for their careers and professional reputations. And already in the message boards, we're seeing many teachers from across the city wondering why administrators who were higher up the flagpole working during Arlene Ackerman's tenure as superintendent haven't been charged. For her part, though, Kathleen Kane says the charges were brought in large part because of the testimony of morally upstanding teacher whistleblowers.
The people who testified before the grand jury and the grand jurors found as credible found this cheating as disgusting as we also find it and as the public finds it. So the good teachers were very willing to come forth and let everyone know that this is unacceptable and it's wrong and it's against the law.
Kevin, give us a timetable. What's apt to happen next?
So when I spoke with Kane this afternoon, she said that the educators who have been charged have already turned themselves in. You mentioned that. She couldn't provide a date, though, for the arraignment, but all do face serious felony charges. The school district says everybody involved has been suspended and will soon face a disciplinary meeting. In the past, these meetings have resulted in everything from termination to just barring employees from being test proctors. Overall, though, given the fact that there's dozens of schools in Philly alone that have pending allegations against them, I suspect we could be talking about this again very soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry on Newsworks Tonight.